This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And on this week's segment of Senior Moments, we have two guests joining us from Calabria. And first, we have Celine Regalia. Celine, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
And Robbie Hayes is also here from Calabria. Thanks for being here. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about what we always talk about, senior issues, and specifically some resources, some specific issues, and a federal grant project that you're working on. Let's get started maybe with an overview. Calabria seems to have a bigger scope, perhaps, than it had in the past. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. We started out as a hospice organization, and we've been doing hospice care for over 40 years in the community, and then we expanded that to our day program, becoming an Alzheimer's Daycare Resource Center for Napa County since 1999. Then we added palliative care. And now we've gone even further upstream to what we call transition of aging programs. And so now that includes information and assistance in our Up Valley Village and just doing a lot of advocacy work around those issues in the community.
Mm-hmm. And all of that, one of the methods of coping with this silver tsunami thing that we talk about.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And Napa County has a huge senior population, so it's all relevant to our community.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably not going to change. We hear so much about how younger families, people trying to get started, are leaving the community because of housing prices. And every time that happens, we get a little average older.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we have, it's about 20% of our population now is 65 and older. So
What's that projected to rise to, say, 20 years, 40 years out?
Well, right now, you can't see my hands, but the 20 and 22 population is really flattening, and that in Napa County, that rise of older adults is going to increase for the next 20, you know, for the next 10 to 15 years. Yeah, okay. And so you're already starting to see some of the effects of that with schools closing, and now we need more older adult services, really.
Yeah. One of the great challenges, of course, is getting information to older people who may not receive information as easily or in as many different ways as younger people do. Mm-hmm. We've also had this like fractionalization. It used to be there was one newspaper everybody read and one or two radio and TV stations. It was a lot easier to get a word out about things.
Yeah, so part of funding that we get through the Older Americans Act and the Area Agency on Aging is a program called Information and Assistance. So we have one number for Napa County. That was a huge advocacy issue of about 12 years ago to bring that local to Napa County. So we have one person, one-stop shop, then a number they can call. There's an 800 number for people out of the area and a local number, and we're co-located at the county. And we have Tiffany Walker, who's a social worker. So she basically can take any call from anybody in the community, and it's really growing. We've had this past year, we've already had 2,000 contacts with the community. And she not only gives information, but she can also give what we call a warm handoff to another agency or services. And she follows up with them to make sure that the referral that she's given has been helpful. And if people are really, really vulnerable, then she can do case management services for older adults and for supporting the caregivers that might be supporting them.
Yeah. Fascinating. Robbie, you work in the areas of marketing for Calabria, so this challenge that I'm talking about, I'm sure, is very familiar to you.
Yes, it is. A part of the joys of being a nonprofit organization in the community is that we can identify needs and we can steer some of our efforts into filling those needs. And very often it's difficult to get the word out about, you know, the many things that we're doing. And it's also wonderful to see the response that we get when we do touch people's lives and hearts. I mean, we have extensive resources when it comes to, you know, really any serious illness in the community, you know, young and old. Like our palliative care program is addresses serious illness with team-based support, so that people, for example, with, you know, cancer can undergo curative care, can do kind of various therapies that can be quite difficult and disruptive to a family, but with palliative care as a resource to lean on, It's an easier process, especially when we support families, often children, you know, as well as the patient.
It's a definitely a family situation. So let's talk a bit about this dementia-capable Napa County program. You mentioned you have a federal grant that's addressing this goal of being dementia-capable. What does that mean?
So all across the United States, people are looking at this concept of creating dementia-friendly communities because, again, as you were mentioning, that aging tsunami. So in Napa, we have over 3,000 people with a diagnosis probably attached to some family caregiver. And as I mentioned before, we have, we've been an Alzheimer's Daycare Resource Center. So it was building on that work. And really what the goal of that is to reach out into the community, reduce the stigma for people with the diagnosis, identify people that are living alone with illness and start connecting them to services, support their caregivers, because oftentimes they feel with this illness that they're losing community. So connect them back to community. And then we're calling them Napa Navigator, Napa County Navigators. So we also want to train the community how to be empathetic, how to recognize and support somebody with a diagnosis, or, you know, it could be their friend, it could be their family member. We're going to be training first responders. We're going to be working with Queen of the Valley Hospital, because a lot of those patients can come in through the emergency room, and there really is a skill and a special expertise. We just hosted a conference on Friday with Tipa Snow and creating more dementia-friendly facilities in Napa County, so it's going to be an all-out effort. And then the other thing that we want to do is seniors come through many doors, so it could be a senior center, it could be the bank, it could be a business. We're going to go around training businesses and certifying them as dementia-capable because they've gone through one of our trainings. So we hope that this is a really creates an environment of inclusion rather than exclusion for people living with this illness.
You know, I'm old enough to remember when everything was senile, senility. That was the only word we had, right, for a long time. And then something called Alzheimer's disease was, oh, that's new. No, that explains, that's been some research that gives it a different name. So then we had that, and it seems that we sort of have a tendency to apply that to everything now that's in the dementia world, but there are a lot of different conditions, correct?
There are many, many different types of dementia, and that's the other part of the education is people will use the word dementia, but not understanding that that's really a diagnosis that doesn't get you anywhere, that you really want to get a differential diagnosis. Also supporting families to navigate that. Sometimes the physician won't even give them the diagnosis, and so families are left flying blind, and so that's one of the things that we do through this project and what we've been doing as an Alzheimer's Daycare Resource Center is we provide free family consultations so people can be educated, be supported, and we have caregiver support groups that can take them through the whole journey. And so sometimes people will start in a caregiver support group, then they might need the day program, they might need palliative care and hospice. So that's what's really unique about our organization is that we can really support people through that journey.
And we can really help as well when it comes to assisting people with dementia to live in their homes and to live in their communities longer, because sometimes it just takes a little bit of expertise and input to assess the situation, realize, oh, well, if I make changes A, B, and C, and if I trained the kids how to communicate in this way or that way, it can really extend the life of somebody at home and be part of the family where they want to be. So our professional staff are trained in you know, understanding how the whole mechanism of dementia works. And so with this grant, we're trying to extend that deeper into the community.
Very good. And so that's, again, dementia-capable Napa County is the objective around that. What other important things should we know today?
Well, we're working on, and we'll get more information out, we're actually working on an ageism summit for Napa County in May that we're doing with Marin County and Sonoma County. And the other thing that the county is working on, what's called, rather than an age-friendly community, a livable community. And it looks at, you know, all aspects, transportation, housing, but what makes us a friendly community where that's intergenerational, where old and young can live together and the benefits. So we're really excited about this ageism Ageism Summit. We're bringing a national speaker out here to kind of hopefully reframe what we think about aging. There's a lot of negative connotations, but aging is a development, a process of life, and there's a lot of positive things that come with the aging process. And so really trying to capture that for Napa County and make us a more livable community where old and young come together.
Mm-hmm. So not exactly, I like to say, sometimes it's not a character flaw.
Right.
That
we're all getting there.
That you become older. It just happens.
And the other thing I would say is that we have some exceptional programs that run around the year. We have caregiver trainings. We have a whole series of lunch and learn for people who are caring for people with dementia. That you can come in. They're generally noon till two, and lunch is provided. And we offer that in Spanish as well. And they really help people to understand the caregiver role and to be able to do caregiving with greater efficiency and understanding. The other program that we have a lot of call on is our bereavement programs. We have a lot of people calling us at time of grief. We do have individual, you know, one-on-one, but we also have group sessions for and various times. Even, you know, before the holidays, we have a specialist group that meets, because people who've lost a loved one before a holiday can often experience a very specific type of, you know, raw grief. And more recently, unfortunately, we've needed to offer a group for suicide recovery for those who've had a loved one who have passed through suicide. And that can be extremely difficult in all circumstances. So these are, most of these programs are open and free to the general public. We've tried to offer them up Valley as well as here in the city of Napa. So those are things that you can find at calabriacare.org. They're listed there.
Very good. I was going to ask calabriacare.org. Anything else you want to cover on today's show?
Right. Yeah, I would say that for people who have or are worried about a family, loved one, a neighbor who may have dementia and who are able to bring that to our attention, we do offer, you know, free family consultations. And we mean like family in the broadest terms. It can be, you know, the next door neighbor who pops in and looks after someone, or someone upstairs, or, you know, the various kind of community partners that we have. But we can give consultations that can really help out and give directions to resources that are available.
Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts, Celine?
No, I mean, we appreciate being here today, and if in doubt, just call us at Calabria Care, and you don't have to worry about which program you qualify. We really help you try to navigate through these difficult times and figure out which resources will support you and your family.
Celine Regalia and Robbie Hayes from Calabria Care, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap on this week's Senior Moments program.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.